Matthew Watson, is Micah Parsons the best rookie on defense in the NFL since Lawrence Taylor?
Ooh.
I'd have to run through some.
That's a lot of years to go through.
Bosa was good, but Parsons' versatility may be the thing. Taylor had tremendous versatility. He was a linebacker who was a wrecking crew on the line and behind the line. And that's pretty true of Parsons.
But the one thing about Parsons is that we didn't even suspect it to be like this. Like, even at his natural position, we thought, oh, he'll be good. And thought he'd be in the mix with Jalen and Van Der Esch and all that. But to, oh, you know what, they need a defensive end. And to have to see what he's doing there and lining up at corner and even safety, no one expected him to roll out what he's rolled out.
And how shrewd are the Cowboys to actually trade down from their spot and pick up another pick, knowing that the team they dropped past wouldn't take him?
Right, right.
And, I mean, that was good, man. That was good.
James Starks, Birdhouse Boys, what's up? Amari out and Lamb out as well, has the subpar performance of Gallup all but assured that he is sort of the most disposable member of the wide receiver core next year?
I don't think he's been subpar. He's just been hurt.
He's been hurt, but he did catch a couple of long balls down the left sideline. Maybe he's hurt his value a little because people don't look at what he did and say he's a number one receiver. Maybe.
I guess we can easily say that, but I don't know. I think, as we always say, it just takes one. And I think everyone recognizes the talent that he has. And it's, you know, with CeeDee Lamb back now, that everyone may be focusing on him. Maybe this is the last until, you know, his game to go out there and show out.
You know,
I don't think I was thinking that he was going to just get crazy paid, even on the open market. He's going to make, you know, more money than he is now. But as far as getting number one receiver money before all that, I didn't think that was going to happen.
Now, Cedric Wilson and Noah Brown are free agents. Do you think Gallup's price is lower to the point where the Cowboys might say, you know, let's pay him to stay here?
Gallup?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe.
I think they'll try everything they can to try to keep him around at a reasonable rate.
Reasonable rate.
Yeah.
Mm. All right, KD.
We don't hear that much.
KD Triple, why aren't flag-happy officials like Sean Hockley demoted or removed?
Can I weigh in on this for just a moment?
Uh-oh. Norm signing the screen.
This, not no offense to the caller, I've heard this so often. Hey, did the Cowboys draw a lot of penalties last game? Yes. Did they deserve them? Yes. Yes, they did. This was the most penalized team in the National Football League coming into the last game. Okay, they drew a bunch more last game. Donnie and I talked. There was call, the Parsons call, armed the helmet. I'm not sure I agree with that. But you know what? This club makes mistakes. Get over Sean Hockley. All the other officials were throwing flags on him also. Donnie, can I give you a number? Between holding and false starts, just those two penalties, the Cowboys have 36 of just those two penalties this year.
That has nothing to do with flag-happy officials.
No. Everybody throws flags on the Cowboys.
And if the NFL figures that crew has not been up to par, then their punishment will be not to be part of the postseason. You know, that's how that goes. So their punishment is, yes, they won't be part of when you make that extra money in the playoffs and when they have their best go out and do things, that they won't be a part of it.
And we see, actually, some officials disappear during some off seasons.
Whoa. Yes. Whoa. How do they disappear? What do you think the NFL is doing?
Yeah, down to the river late at night.
Oh, whoa. Wow.
Okay. Wow. Sexy Busty Cougars, I'm taking Oklahoma State to win it all. Got 18-1 a week ago in Vegas. Your thoughts? Love the show. 18 to 1.
Not bad. 18-1. Good value. Good value.
Yep.
Oh, are they getting
good
in?
Good value.
Don't know if it's going to happen, but good value.
I tell you the truth. Just from watching Georgia, I don't know if anybody can beat Georgia. They seem, just in watching them, they seem a cut above. But just simply a cut above.
On any given Sunday, Norm. Right, Jer? Any given Sunday.
Right, Jer?
Yes.
The star of any given Sunday.
That's, for like that's 8
right.
Seconds.
We have an actor from that movie. That's mm-hmm. why I wanted him to weigh in on this.
What position were you as an extra? Quarterback?
I was line defensive.
Line defense.
Line defensive.
Do you remember what number you were wearing?
94. I do remember that.
94.
Nice. Nice.
Sack
Charles
master.
Haley. He was the Charles Haley imitator.
All right. Matt Mosley says, even as a big Ranger fan, I just can't jump on the contenders hype train based off signing two great players to a 102-loss team. What will be the minimum win total next season for the fan base to call year one a success? It's a pretty large question that I imagine will kick around plenty as the season approaches. But right now.
And I don't think it's just the magic elixir to say, hey, we're contending for a division title now. They still have a little more work to do. And if they spend some more money on a couple of pitchers to bring in here, and I think the expectations will continue to go up. But right now, I say if you're a 500 baseball club with what you have, I think you'd be pretty happy with that as you continue to grow and bring your young players in.
You know, I had exactly the same thought. My thought was if he can get to 81. Now, let me tell you, they're not finished. Let me assure you of that. The Rangers are not finished. There are trades to be made out there. There are players swirling around. The talk is that two teams are in the market for Matt Olson,
right.
Oakland first baseman. It's the Rangers and Atlanta. And Cincinnati has a good pitcher to trade in Sonny Gray. Now, he has a contract next year and an option for the year after. The Rangers are not finished here. Could we get the Japanese outfielder? Please.
What do you guys think of JD's answer to that? Because I'm intrigued by the Japanese outfielder. But I like listening to his answer, he didn't seem like he was the cat who ate the canary, and we're about to find out we got him, you know?
Yeah, maybe he's just maybe he has those pocket rockets and he's just trying to give you a little poker face.
Yeah. The announcement will be 6 o'clock this afternoon.
It will be.
Right now you can get the Oklahoma State Cowboys at +1,000.
So that's would this come down?
That's 10-1.
That's 10-1.
You want to jump on that? No.
Well, what are the odds? What are the other odds there?
Georgia -255.
Yeah, sure.
Bama +510. Michigan +620. Cincinnati +1250.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think Cincinnati's going to win the national championship. I don't think Alabama's going to win the national championship. Michigan intrigues me a little.
Oh, yeah?
But do they beat Georgia? Do they beat Georgia? And Oklahoma State has a good defense. Forget the Oklahoma game.
Yeah.
Honestly, they have a good defense. But I just don't know if they beat Georgia. But maybe Donnie wants a parlay this weekend.
Okay, go ahead, Mike.
Chris Porterfield, what's your all-time favorite sports uniform in any sport?
Oh, gee.
Dolphins Classics? Yes.
No.
Well, I have a vote, and that's my vote.
Okay, sorry. I thought you were trying to talk us into.
These are the votes, and that's a vote.
Favorite uniform of all time. That's a
Admit that's a pretty clean one.
No, that is clean.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I'll throw a couple out there for you.
Okay.
I love the classic look of the Yankees.
Ugh.
I just love that classic look of the Yankees.
Ugh.
And my favorite football uniform may be the old Chargers uniform.
Okay, everybody that's loves that one, and I have to agree. That one's amazing.
Yeah. No, that's a good one. I'll tell you what.
What?
I was digging the look that Michigan threw down in that game against Ohio State this past weekend. That was good looking.
It's a distinctive look.
Yeah. But I don't know what my favorite is. I have to think more about that. I don't have enough time to let you know exactly what I feel at this very moment. No. Continue, please.
All right, Chris Porterfield, what's your favorite all-time sports uniform in any sport?
this is the same question you asked, Dodo.
Can I flip it over and suggest the worst I've ever seen?
Why not?
Do you remember when the White Sox played a few games in shorts?
Oh, yeah, that was awesome.
Oh, awful. And the Indians had signed Boog Powell. Now, I don't know if you remember Boog Powell. Boog's a big man, baby, and played first base. And he was late in his career, and he didn't get around very well. And the Indians went to an all-blood red uniform. I mean, top to bottom. He looked like the largest Bloody Mary in the history of the world.
Oh, dear.
Hey, man, I'm telling you, looked over there and it, whoa! He took up some space in that blood red uniform.
I don't know why the baby blue is always a good look for uniforms, but anything that dealt with that, like you said, the old Chargers uniform, the Rangers baby blue, the Oilers baby blue.
North Carolina?
Ugh.
Okay. Yeah. I was thinking of baby blues for you. I thought I might.
Well, they bucked the trend. We don't like North Carolina.
All right, Brendan Shields, would you rather dress up as Santa or the Easter Bunny? And the money's the same in both cases.
Santa.
Really?
Without a doubt.
Santa is all day kids all over you, maybe even pooing on you.
Okay.
I think the Easter Bunny, it's maybe some kids on the lap, but definitely less than Santa annually.
I think there's some kind of prestige to go with Santa and not the Easter Bunny.
Prestige.
But anybody can play the bunny. If you're Santa, you have to have a certain physique. You have to have a certain look. Anybody can be the bunny.
And, you know, you get to talk a little bit, you know, ho, 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 what up? What you want? Easter Bunny, you don't say a thing.
Okay, you can put on fake pregnancy stomachs, though, can't you? Like...
couple of pillows. Like, Santa is chill. Easter Bunny.
DJ's right, though. Santa means face exposed.
And that's fine.
Be less
I think
hot.
I would rather have the face exposed than the Easter Bunny costume where you're all hot and underneath. And
you think you look like Santa?
Sure. Okay. Santa is what you imagine him to be, Norm. Okay.
Yeah. All right, last one. Ben Worsham. Thank you. And speaking of Whataburger, what is on everybody's perfect hamby?
Hamburger. That confuses Norm.
Now you said hamby there, right? Not handy. Okay, that happened about a week and a half ago.
Yeah, what? And it just happened again.
Really? Okay, just checking.
Lucky you.
I mean, if you want to talk. No, never mind. The perfect hamby?
Yeah.
All right.
What's your
Here's the perfect hamby. Mustard, lettuce, cheese, onion, and that's it.
Ooh, that's pretty
good. What a square.
No tomatoes. I can't do tomatoes. Any additions? Like if you want to grill those onions,
yeah,
then go right ahead with that. That's fine.
No bacon.
I'm hit or miss with bacon.
All right, Norm.
I can take it or leave it.
Perfect hamby.
Cheese.
Yes.
Lettuce, tomato,
wine,
bacon, mustard, and ketchup.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
That's pretty close.
That's not bad.
That's
not bad.
Took the onions
pretty good.
Off.
Pretty good. Pretty good. Pretty good.
Pretty good. Yeah, you took added ketchup. I think that may be a little controversial.
Hey, I'm a ketchup consumer.
Jer, oh my God, it's gross.
Would you take just a bottle and squeeze the ketchup into
your mouth sit hole? Across from Norm eating a burger and fries, anything. The ketchup is out of control.
Is that you love it so much you'd go straight from bottle to guzzle?
I would put it between two pieces of white bread.
Oh,
when
no.
I was a child.
You made a ketchup sandwich?
Ketchup sandwich is good.
Oh, no.
So depression
era. It's tomatoes.
That looks like surgery.
Jer, perfect hamby.
Cheese, onions, mayo. That's it.
You're out.
Mayo?
Diljo.
Yeah.
Pepper jack cheese, grilled jalapenos and onions, and then let's upgrade to some type of aioli. that we're going to
top
it
with. Boy, you are a trust fund kid. And, what are you talking about?
Trust fund Ringenberg.
That's the most pretentious hamburger I've ever heard.
It's like mayonnaise sort of mixed with something else.
Pepper jack cheese.
What are my
brioche bun.
Grilled onion.
What are my aioli options, yeah?
Gold chips.
All of you are wealthy, except for Soroyan and Jerry. Sorry, Jerry. The rest of y'all can shut up.
DJ, just a thought. You can come into Whataburger, and they have like 14,000 combinations. No aioli. What is aioli?
Yeah, DJ.
No idea. What is it?
Why don't they get on it? Why don't they upgrade?
We don't know what it is.
It's what, like a mayonnaise oil mix, kind of?
Doesn't sound good when you call it that.
Mayonnaise and oil?
Okay. Sauce made from olive oil that's been emulsified into, I don't know.
What is wrong with you, man?
Yeah, man, what's wrong with you?
DJ, where do you buy aioli?
I'm glad I don't work tomorrow. Done with this show.
And the aioli
is trying to help your show.
It doesn't sound dangerous enough to me. This is the world's most dangerous midday show, sir.
It's dangerous. You don't even know what it is. Like,
all right, thank you, Birdhouse.
I like
a little aioli with my burger. God.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.